AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Friday's the deadline for Congress to approve a new funding bill or face a government shutdown. And Saturday, House Republicans introduced a 99-page proposal. It would add $6 billion in spending for veteran health care. It also boosts spending on immigration enforcement and cuts $20 billion from IRS enforcement. ABC's Alex Perchet says
Speaker Johnson can likely only afford to lose one Republican vote, and already two have said that they're a no. Democrats call the bill reckless and troublesome and could use this moment to challenge the DOGE cuts to the federal government.
Meanwhile, President Trump has threatened to impose new tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy, the latest twists in the turbulent trade war. Vatican sources say several indicators show an improvement in Pope Francis's condition. Still no change in the 88-year-old's guarded prognosis. And two people critically hurt when someone rammed a CarMax store in Inglewood, California, and was arrested. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Today, everybody's thinking about the clock. Not for long, just did you set it? Which one did you forget? I recall back, when Richard Nixon was president, he ordered daylight saving time all year long. I don't think that's a bad idea. Who needs bright mornings anyway? The music of the stars on the air. On this magical holiday, well, it is in a way, we think about, not celebrate, think about time. The music of the stars, all the way to high noon central. There's that time talk again. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars is on the air. You can pick us up on the Civic Media Radio Network anywhere in the world at civicmedia.us. Stick around for a few surprises today. We'll find some songs you never heard of. What's that? Just say you haven't heard of some of these already? Well, that's the whole point, you see. We put aside the...
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, a few high clouds around today, and an increasing southwest wind up over 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs of the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Sunny and breezy again for Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Right now it's 25.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Mondays. We have Stephen Williams, owner of Blue Book, discussing debtors' recent arrests. We'll also welcome Dr. Anthony Eastreet, CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. Stay tuned.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're making dough. Someday you'll say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Come on now, you gotta have fun. You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Get out and see the world. You worry when the weather's cold, you worry when it's hot. You worry when you're doing well, you worry when you're not. It's worry, worry all the time, you don't know how to laugh. They'll think of something funny when they write your epitaph. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself,
enjoy yourself,
it's later than you think.
Cha-cha-cha.
I sometimes think of some of the silly ideas I used to have. Now I can look back across my short years and from this vantage point see how ridiculous some of these notions really were. When I was in first, or was it second grade of grammar school, some teacher whose name I've forgotten told all of us in the class to walk a special way, with our feet straight out, parallel to each other. I found walking this way very easy and was very proud of myself because I could walk with my feet in the correct style. Well, just as I have forgotten the name of the teacher who told me this, I also have forgotten or had until just a few moments ago, what great importance my impressionable mind had given to her words. I felt special because I walked in the special right way. And if I saw someone who walked with their feet not parallel, with a duck-like position, I felt that they lacked something. Now, this silly notion is understandable in a youngster of 6 or 7. But you'd think it would disappear later with other childish notions. But it didn't. As an adolescent, daydreaming away the days, I would watch walkers with bad footwork and have to subdue the urge to tell them about their bad walking habits. Now, of course, I can smile at my misinformation because I've since found out that some people have to walk with a splayed walk because of their bone construction. Something is different in their feet. You might say I conquered a prejudice I had against the bad walkers. I wonder, though, how many other ridiculous ideas I've inherited and think are true and useful that may be hanging around inside my head.
I'm walking.
This is a small town. I know the population is only 229. But I feel that talking to you, bringing my ideas, what I stand for, to you, small town though you may be, is as important as a large audience in a large auditorium.
Talk to me, talk to me. Talk to me. Your magical kiss can take me just so far. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Don't leave me like this, dangling from a star. You set me all aflame, and it's so pleasing. It sure would be a shame if you were only teasing. So my love, before I go, turn the light way down low and talk to me, talk to me. Talk to me. Your magical kiss can take me just so far. Don't leave me like this, dangling from a star. You set me all aflame, and it's so pleasing. It sure would be a shame So, my love, before I go, turn the light way down low.
I've spoken to many, but never have I shunned a small crowd, because each and every one of you have a vote, and I'm counting on you to vote for me. You know what I stand for. I don't have to tell you. You know. You can tell it by looking at my face.
The sun pulls away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west. We approach the island of Lulu, spelled backwards.
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Wackakians.
Remember Smurd, you'll be remembering me, and you, and you, and you, and thousands of other people across this great country of ours.
So true, 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 to someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do what you ought to do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please do. Let me cling to you. For each other, sure as heaven's above. We were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you. You, you, you could make my dreams come true if you say you love me too. Sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you. You, you, you could make my dreams come if you say you love me too.
I would like to say in closing that no matter what you do, no matter what you do, you remember the name Smurd. Smurd is the name.
You know, Jimmy Lunsford on the music of the star.
About 3:30, my daddy said, son, come here to me. Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Mama, mama.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
That's what cares results.
Ooh.
You can try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Take it easy.
Greasy.
Then your job will swing. Oh, and take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
That's what gets
I'd like to have your picture if you would. This is a car. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. How do you do? You're Mrs. Webb, is that right? Oh, I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75? And where was that? In your driveway. How far had Mr. Adams gotten in the lesson? Backing out. I see you were backing out at 75, and that's when he jumped. Did he cover starting the car and the other way of stopping? What's the other way of stopping? Throwing it in reverse. That's right. Oh, that would do it. You're right. That would do it. All right. You want to start the car? Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they?
How I love to drive my Buick with my love sitting by my side. Pretty girl and shiny Buick fills a fella with so much pride. Driving down the road on Sunday with my car and my heart riding high. For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick, my love and I. While we are driving through the country, you and I, away from all the crowd, as long as we're together, I'm riding high up on a rainbow in the sky. And I'm riding on a cloud, and we remember that our fathers and when he met mother, so they say,
were just as gay as we.
What's good enough for father and good enough for mother
is good enough for me.
How I love to drive my Buick with my love sitting by my side.
Pretty girl
and shiny Buick
fills a fella with so much pride.
Driving down the road on Sunday with my car and my heart riding high.
For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick.
Hey, what about me?
My love,
my Buick, my love and I.
The second day out, I unearth a priceless old vase. Or is it vase?
Either is correct.
Or is it either? Well, the third day while I was snooping, that's right, snooping, around the pyramids, I found an unopened crypt.
A crypt?
Crypt. It was full of ossified sand crabs.
And what did you do?
I crept into the crypt, cribbed a crab, and crept out of the crypt again.
There. What a wonderful time for you to drop by. You know, they're just setting up to shoot a scene of our new star, and I'd love to introduce you before they begin. Honestly, we're all just bursting with excitement about this brilliant new performer. We think this one will not only win every award hands down, but it's just going to win the hearts of people all over the country. Come on now. I want you to meet a great new star. The new 1953 Chevrolet. Isn't that a sight to take your breath away? Wouldn't that new beauty steal any show? I declare it looks a mile long. And see how low it is. And that beautiful, beautiful grill. Every detail is so perfectly designed, I just keep looking and looking at it. And I'll tell you something. You can look at it from every possible angle, and you'll still come up with the same answer. It's the best-looking car in the whole world. There I go, getting carried away again. I could just talk about it all day.
Okay, take it.
Dinah, you're on.
Oh, okay.
Now, aren't you just as excited about our great new star as I am? See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. In your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west. Wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling lighter with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
The Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson lies rigid but awake in the darkness as poor husband John, victim of an obscure type of insomnia that prevents other people from sleeping, exhibits the telltale symptoms of his dread affliction. Listen.
It may be funny to him, but it's not to me. John, John, cut it out.
Cut it out, Blanche.
I'll lose my mind if you don't stop that giggling. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter, Blanche?
You sound like a tickled schoolgirl. What are you dreaming of?
Tickling schoolgirls.
John.
What? What? What'd you say, Blanche?
I simply won't stand it another night. Living in this house is becoming unbearable.
Let's move.
John, I swear I'm at my wit's end. How long do you think a person can go without sleep?
I've been doing it for 5 years.
John Bickerson, we've been married for 5 years.
Amazing coincidence. Good night.
Don't you good night me, you big sleeping pill. Why don't you have some consideration for me?
Well, what do you want me to do, Blanche?
When you were sick last year, did I say that? Didn't I sit up all hours of the night nursing you? Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And what was my reward?
I got sicker.
Sure, you can afford to be sarcastic now. You feel fine.
I want to sleep. It's 2 o'clock, Blanche.
You don't remember how I catered to you every minute. When the doctor said not to let you have anything cold, didn't I give you all the ice water you wanted?
You sure did. Almost killed me.
That's gratitude. Well, I didn't expect anything else from you. You don't love me, do you, John?
Oh, of course I do. Just because I don't say it every 5 minutes doesn't mean that I don't love you.
Tell the truth, John. If anything happened to me, would you marry again?
Never, never again.
Well, you don't have to sound so vehement.
Well, if I said it any softer, you'd say I didn't sound convincing. I don't know, Blanche, I just wish you'd let me sleep.
I keep thinking how nice it was before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
You were so different then. You used to plead with me for a little kiss. Now you don't even think of it. Why?
A mouse in a trap loses his taste for cheese.
Very funny. Oh, you're so funny, John Bickerson.
Well, I'm tired, and I have to get up early tomorrow.
You just won't understand, will you? There are none so blind as those who will not see.
Yeah?
The one time I expected you to break down and offer me comfort, and you fail me.
What?
It's all right. I'll struggle through it alone. It won't be long, and when the time arrives, I don't even want to see you near me.
What are you talking about?
I'll go to the hospital by myself. You can sleep right through it.
Blanche. Blanche, are you...
Hasn't Dr. Marvin told you, John?
Nobody told me. What is it?
I'm going to have my tonsils out.
I used to work in
in Chicago in a department store. Behind the candy counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some candy. I asked her what kind she'd like. Kisses she wanted, kisses she got. I'll never work there anymore. Kisses, some kisses. How bad she wanted those kisses. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the record counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a record. I asked her what kind she'd like. Bebop she wanted, bop she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Bebop, some bebop. How bad she wanted some bebop. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Wisconsin behind the smorgasbord. In the cafeteria, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a boiled egg. I said, what part do you like? A yolk, she wanted a yolk. I told her, never work there anymore.
A yolk, a yolk. She said she wanted a yolk. He used to work in Wisconsin. He'll never work there anymore.
In Chicago, in a department store. Behind the flower counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some flowers. I asked what kind she liked. Potted she wanted and potted she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Potted, so potted. She asking how she got potted. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the fruit juice counter, a lady came in the door. She said she needed some fruit juice. I asked her what kind she'd like. Nectar she wanted.
A nectar I did.
He'll never work there anymore. Nectar, some nectar. That's what she said, and I nectar her. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers, the music of the stars. Johnny Mathis on the air.
Wisconsin, a shiny blue sky. Time seems to fly. They blow away in time for winter's white gown. There's a small house in some quiet town. A new room we'll build in a year or two. In Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come.
Johnny Mathis, Don Costa in the orchestra, the Everly Brothers.
Mention my name in Sheboygan. It's the greatest little town in the world. Just tell them all you're an old friend of mine, and every door in town will have a big welcome sign. So mention my name in Sheboygan.
Friend.
Yes, George.
Where have you been? You're a sight for sore eyes, my friend.
I've been to Wisconsin in search of a deer. There my journey did end. I went for a walk in Oconomowoc, with the moon shining down from above. I went for a walk in Oconomowoc, with never a thought of love. I went for a walk in Oconomowoc, with a heart that was light and gay. But there on the walk in Oconomowoc, my heart was stolen away, 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 away. My heart was stolen away. Right there on the walk in Oconomowoc, as a strolling suspecting me by. Right there on the walk in Oconomowoc, stood a maid with a gleam in her eyes. When I take a walk in Oconomowoc, my thoughts are carried away. I scarcely can talk of Oconomowoc, that I think of that fateful day, that day, that day, that day, that I think of that fateful day. For there on the walk in Oconomowoc, with the moon shining down from above, it was there on the walk in Oconomowoc, I was smitten with pangs of love. Yes, there on the walk in Oconomowoc, she winked with her big blue eyes. It was there on the walk in Oconomowoc, I was carried to paradise, a dice, a dice, a dice. I was carried to paradise. Beware of that walk in Oconomowoc, if you would stay single, my friend. Beware of that walk in Oconomowoc, or your bachelor days will end. For there on that walk in Oconomowoc, my merit will not was tied. It was there on the walk in Oconomowoc, the maiden became my bride, my bride, my bride, my bride. The maiden became my bride.
That's Jack Teeter and the trio. And Patty Page.
Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, a native through and through. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, he's wild about Milwaukee. When we kiss, I'll tell you this, I love Milwaukee too. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, I thank you, oh Wisconsin, that you have Milwaukee. How lucky can you be? Milwaukee, Milwaukee, I light up like a Ronson. Each time he holds me in his arms, you mean so much to me. And when we do the Milwaukee polka, around, round, round we go flying. There's more romance when you dance this polka. You'll be surprised what it will do to you. Oh, when
when we do the Milwaukee Polka. Around, round, round we go spinning. Oh, what a thrill, this Milwaukee Polka. It's like rooting for the Braves every inning. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, and when we settle down, I'll bet you, he'll bet you, you name it and we'll bet you a dollar to a donut, it will be Milwaukee town. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, a native through and through. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, he's wild about Milwaukee. When we kiss, I'll tell you this, I love Milwaukee too. And when we do the Milwaukee polka, around, round, round we go flying. There's more romance when you dance this polka. You'll be surprised what it will do to you. For when we do the Milwaukee polka, around, round, round we go spinning. Oh, what a thrill, this Milwaukee polka. It's like rooting for the Braves every inning. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, and when we settle down, I'll bet ya, he'll bet ya, you name it and we'll bet ya a dollar to a donut, it will be Milwaukee time.
Frankie Yankovic, this guy beat Benny Goodman in a battle of the bands, go figure.
Chuckle up until they're dry and raise your spirits to the sky.
Harbor and and the San Francisco Bay, where the wonderful East meets the beautiful West, it's the right place to be from. I'm singing so loud of it, 'cause I'm so proud of it. I'm singing so loud of it, 'cause I'm so proud of it. Kenosha, my hometown.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too, people who smile at you. And time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's my kind of town.
Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen.
Should have been my hometown. At last, I'm in my hometown. It's not the place of my birth, but where on earth is there such a town? The kind of people you find, I find they're strictly my kind. This place gets under my skin from here on in. This is my hometown. Why bother to travel farther? What move could improve when here I stand in my own promised land? I'm gonna haunt every street. There's not a soul I won't meet. Their style is sweet and sincere, hits me right here. So I'm settling down in what I'm proud to call my hometown. For some guys, the dream is Paris, but I found a shrine where Hollywood Boulevard crosses Vine. I'm gonna haunt every street. There's not a soul I won't meet. Their style is sweet and sincere. It's me right here. So I'm settling down in what I'm proud to call my hometown.
Steve Lawrence. From What Makes Sammy Run. Irvin Drake wrote then. Lehman Anglo conducted the orchestra, and a buddy of mine, Will Schaefer, put that together on Broadway. Will Schaefer of Kenosha. Wrote a lot of stuff for Disney and more. Very last thing Will did before he passed, something for SpongeBob SquarePants. This is Aaron Copland from My Hometown. The London Symphony. Stand by for news on CBS. It's about 8:56. Did you set your clock? If not, the heck with it, It's your day off. Not mine. I love being here. I'm Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars. Always like the music of Aaron Copland. Something hometowny about it. Next week we celebrate the old sod, St. Patrick's Day. Great parade in Chicago. When we come back, I'll do a couple of car songs, huh? Commercials you've forgotten. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pick us up at civicmedia.us. And a salute to all our affiliates.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's threatened to put new tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy, saying it's retaliation for Canada's tariffs on those U.S. goods. He's also said that tariffs are because Canada needs to do more to stop drugs like fentanyl from entering the U.S. Critics say that's not true, but Kevin Hassett, the director of the White House National Economic Council, tells ABC's This Week,
frankly, you know, we have intelligence that Mexican cartels operate in Canada as well. And so if you want to get the cartels out of the U.S., you got to get them out of Canada and Mexico.
Secret Services agents shot a potentially suicidal person near the White House when they pulled a weapon. That person taken to a hospital, no word on their condition. President Trump not at the White House. He's been in Florida. House Republicans introduced a 99-page government funding bill that boosts spending on veterans' health care and immigration enforcement. It cuts about $20 billion in IRS enforcement. And Vatican sources say there are some signs that Pope Francis's condition is improving. This is ABC News.